Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you most kindly to Jagagne. We're standing in front of a palace, which is one of the most precious Baroque residences in Western Poland. For a few centuries, it was a seat of the Jagagne Dukes, who were representatives of the most renowned aristocratic families in Europe. They used to invite powerful rulers and eminent people involved in art and culture. Please, follow me on a tour around this building. I will tell you more about its unique history. Let's go towards the main entrance, and then we will walk around the palace. Jagagne was established in the Middle Ages in a place of strategic importance, near the spot where the river Bobra could be crossed. A bit further to the north, this river flows into the Oder. First rulers from the Piast dynasty built a stronghold here, and then a settlement was organized around the fortress, which was later to become a town. The first mention of Jagagne dates back to the 13th century. Soon afterwards, Jagagne became the center of a small duchy, which survived until the early 20th century, though some of us might find it hard to believe. Initially, the duchy was independent, but later on, it was ruled by Bohemia, Saxony, Austria, Prussia, and Germany. Before the duchy was established here, though, a mighty castle had been built. It was right here. That building was a typical Gothic fortress, which was only subject to minor modifications over the years. It was only in the 16th century that it was modernized and adjusted to the Renaissance fashion. The duchy was then owned by the emperor, who sold it in 1628 to his most prominent military and political leader, Albrecht von Wallenstein. The new owner started implementing his own architectural visions straight away. However, he never completed any of them, because he was murdered. The new duke was an influential president of the Imperial Privy Council, Václav Eusebius von Lobkowitz. In the late 17th century, he started the construction of the exquisite palace we can admire today. Its architectural design was the work of an Italian master, Antonio della Porta. He modeled this building on the Lobkowitz family seat in the Czech town of Rodnica. The four-wing palace was designed on a square plan, with one side being 75 meters long. Three wings, which have survived until this day, are of equal height, while the fourth one was dismantled in the 19th century and replaced by a conservatory, therefore it is lower. It's worth noting original Baroque ornaments above the windows. These are mascarons known as the Devil's Grimace. There are 197 of them, and every single one is unique. The mascarons are said to be modeled on sketches by none other than Leonardo da Vinci. In the late 18th century, the palace was owned by the Duke of Courland, Peter von Biron. He had the interior of the palace redesigned to reflect the classicist style. Elegant stucco from that period can still be admired in a few rooms. You will also notice four splendid sycamore trees in front of the palace, near the river. They were planted to commemorate the Duke's four daughters. Three of them were Duchesses of Jagagne in the 19th century. The last one of them, Dorothea de Tino Talleyrand Périgord, is still remembered for her accomplishments. She was an exceptional woman. She exchanged letters with many renowned people involved in culture and art, such as Victor Hugo, Stendhal, or Balzac. She was friends with a famous Hungarian composer and pianist, Franz Liszt, who visited her in Jagagne twice. The Duchess funded many buildings in the city and was involved in charity. She had an idea for another reconstruction of the palace interior and commissioned a splendid Romantic-style park near the river Bobre. The descendants of the Duchess lived in Jagagne until the interwar period. During World War II, the palace was considerably destroyed and looted. What is interesting, after the estate was made national property, the Polish communist authorities paid the Talleyrand family, who lived in France at that time, a high compensation. At the moment, the palace once again enjoys good times. It is managed by the Center of Culture in Jagagne. Please take a moment to see the historical interior with the guide, and then go for a walk in the park. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay. Goodbye.